It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm with Utah State University Extension intern Annie Smith, and we are doing another segment of using fresh local produce in a recipe. And Annie, what's this week's vegetable?
It was radishes, which are a surprising thing to use in different dishes other than just eating fresh for me.
So what was the recipe you cooked this week?
This week I did roasted garlic radishes. I roasted them in the oven and then I made a homemade ranch dipping sauce to use with them.
I had some and it was very delicious, so I can attest to that. But what did you do to prepare the radishes?
It was really easy. It only took probably 20 minutes, including prep time. I just washed them, chopped them in halves or quarters, depending on how big they were. And then I melted some butter and just tossed the radishes in the butter and added all the different spices until they were evenly coated. And then just threw them in the oven at 425 and roasted them. I think I did it at about 10-minute intervals. And then I just tossed them in between until they were golden brown.
Yeah, and they come out looking almost like baby potatoes or just cut up potatoes, depending.
Yeah, they do.
But when you eat them, what's the texture to them?
The texture is softer, I think, than normal potatoes would be. And I think because they were in the oven, it made them a little softer too. Definitely none of the crunch of fresh garlic.
None of the crunch of fresh radishes. The texture of them wasn't bad at all. In fact, it was something very edible, something that I would definitely eat again.
I think they're similar to potatoes, but just a healthier alternative.
And you can use them almost like you would potatoes. And so instead of roasting them in the oven, I took a stab at this with the radishes and I took about a pound, cut them up into about half inch cubes, and then I pan fried them with 2 tablespoons of olive oil with just a little bit of garlic and a little bit of onion. And then I cooked them on low medium heat for about 10 to 15 minutes. I liked them at 10 minutes a little better because they still had a little bit of the, not crispness, but they were a little more firm. My wife liked them better at 15 minutes and the texture on the inside was very similar to the oven roasted, but the outsides had a little bit of a sear on them that was a little bit crispy. So what about the dressing?
The dressing was really easy. It was just a simple ranch. It had mayo and sour cream and milk as the base ingredients, and you can change the amount of milk depending on how thick you want it. But the spices it used were almost identical to what I used in the radish dish, so I thought it would be a good and easy companion because I already had all of those things out. It's just I used some finely chopped green onion, fresh parsley, onion powder, garlic powder, dried dill weed, salt, pepper, a little bit of lemon juice. I liked making the homemade ranch because I always have a little bit of beef with different ranch dressings because they all taste different. And this way I could customize it to exactly what I wanted. And it was simple. So
it sounded like an easy recipe, but you also mentioned that you could easily make this entire recipe vegan friendly.
Yeah, mostly there are substitutes you can do for the ranch. I know one of them is using coconut milk, or I used coconut almond milk actually is to thin it out a little bit.
None of the coconut flavor came through.
Yeah,
either.
None at all. There are different recipes you can look up to substitute the mayo and sour cream. And then the radishes can be easily vegan if you use, instead of butter, you can use coconut oil or vegetable oil.
Or even vegan butter, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I used a vegan butter because that's what I had on hand in my kitchen. And it tasted great, I thought.
It did. And fortunately, there's a lot of alternatives and that you can substitute in depending on your health needs and dietary needs. But this is it sounds like an easy enough recipe that if you wanted to try something with it, it's very easy to do, you know, try something different or a different spice or herb.
The original recipe that I was working off of, I disagreed with a little bit. And so I changed some of the spices I used for that exact same reason.
That's great. Again, it tasted good, easy to prepare. And even with the ranch dressing, I imagine much healthier than potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else?
We'll be back next week with another recipe.
Well, thank you for your time, and we appreciate you spending time in the kitchen preparing everything. And have a great week.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.